Greetings. It's March 19th, and we're glad you are praying with us today. We begin with an incredible story from the Loreto Chapel in Santa Fe, New Mexico, which has been the subject of great interest for more than 100 years. At the center of the intrigue is what some call a miraculous staircase. In 1853, seven religious sisters opened a school for girls. A few decades later, Our Lady of Light Chapel was built. Unfortunately, the chapel's architect died before the project could be completed, and there was no way to access the choir loft. The sisters brought in a number of carpenters, all of whom advised that a staircase could not be constructed in the small space. The solution offered was to install a ladder to ascend the choir loft 22 feet above. According to legend, the sisters began a novena to St. Joseph, and on the ninth day, there was a knock on the door. There was an elderly man with a toolbox and a mule. He said it would be possible to construct a staircase, but that he would need to work alone. The sisters agreed, and 3 months later, the staircase was completed. The sisters wanted to thank the carpenter, but he vanished without ever taking any payment. The staircase, which has 33 steps and includes two 360-degree turns, has no visible means of support. It is said to be built without nails, only wooden pegs. Not only that, the wood used for the stairs doesn't match any other on Earth. The closest match is found in Alaska. The Loreto Chapel has drawn many visitors over the years. A full-length movie titled The Staircase, starring William Peterson and Barbara Hershey, debuted on television in 1998. Today is the Solemnity of St. Joseph, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now for our Gospel. A large crowd of people followed Jesus, including many women who mourned and lamented him. Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep instead for yourselves and for your children. For indeed the days are coming when people will say, 'Blessed are the barren, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' At that time people will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if these things are done when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Now two others, both criminals, were led away with him to be executed. Luke chapter 23, verses 27 to 32. Unlike the crowd in the previous scenes, there is no suggestion here of hostility. In this crowd are some women, public mourners who wailed in lamentation over criminals on their way to execution. Jesus turns their grief away from him and laments the death of their beloved city and its inhabitants in years to come. The terrible Roman siege of Jerusalem, 66 to 70 AD. Luke also notes that two criminals were part of the procession, an echo of what Jesus said at the Last Supper. "For I tell you that the scripture must be fulfilled in me, namely, he was counted among the wicked." This whole scene is a sad one. Women lamenting, a death march of criminals, dead men walking. There's a time for sad thoughts and sad songs. No easy answers. Hardly any words. Just the Lord and I together for a while. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.